This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. On September 9, 2008, 11 American citizens sued the State Department for refusing to issue them passports because of their race and ancestry, and because their births were attended by midwives. The class action lawsuit builds upon a previous complaint filed earlier this year. The lawsuit charges that the State Department categorically questions the citizenship of virtually all midwife-delivered Mexican-Americans born in the southern states. According to the lawsuit, the State Department has been forcing these applicants to go to unreasonable lengths to prove their citizenship by requiring an excessive number of documents that are normally not asked of passport applicants. Then, even after the applicants supply further proof of their citizenship, the department responds by summarily closing their applications. Robin Goldfaden, a lawyer with the ACLU and one of the lead attorneys on the case, talks about the lawsuit.
How did this problem first come to your attention?
Well, the ACLU, with a number of its projects and affiliate offices, was down in South Texas investigating a number of civil liberties issues, and we had a series of community meetings, and it was just remarkable the number of people from the community who came to these meetings and talked about the same problem over and over, which was having applied for a passport, having gotten the runaround, and then being told that their application was being closed, even though they had submitted essentially the same evidence that everybody else submits and gets their passport with.
Why is it so important that these State Department practices are stopped?
Well, first there's the practical matter that people need passports to travel internationally, and this can mean a host of problems for people in their everyday lives. For people who just want to take a vacation outside the country or who need to travel for business reasons, they need a passport. And for people who are living near the border, crossing the border is an everyday part of people's lives in those regions, and it's imperative that people have a passport, whether it's for business reasons, to visit family members who live on the other side. Sometimes it's to access medical care. Some people's very livelihoods depend on being able to cross the border, which in turn now means needing a passport. Beyond that practical level, there's principles that are at issue, and that's that the government is not treating everybody in a fair and equal manner. Instead, people are being subjected to a policy that treats people in an arbitrary fashion and doesn't give them a fair adjudication of their application on the individual merits. People are just getting the runaround, getting sent on what is akin to a scavenger hunt, and then they're just being told that their applications are going on a shelf, and that is not a fair way to treat people. It doesn't accord with what we understand to be due process under the law. And because this is happening in what appears to be very much be a race-based manner, it also violates the constitutional promise of equal protection under the law. Then more generally, there are laws that say that the government can't treat people in an arbitrary and capricious manner, which is exactly what we're saying this is.
How will this lawsuit serve to ensure that all American citizens who are entitled to passports will be able to get one?
Well, what the lawsuit is really asking for is a fair and equal process for all the folks who are having the same problem, who are defined by the same characteristics, which is that they are or they're perceived to be Mexican-American, and they were delivered by a midwife in the southwestern part of the United States. What's happening right now is that people, like our plaintiffs, are applying for passports, and then they're being sent on a veritable scavenger hunt for documents that, if they ever existed at all, would be incredibly difficult to find now. And then after they go to great lengths, a lot of time, you know, a lot of cases, money spent trying to get these documents, they send whenever they can get. And then the response back is, you haven't responded or you haven't responded sufficiently enough, even though the State Department just got all these documents from the people, and they tell people that their applications are being filed without further action. And this is, you know, people have paid to have their applications processed, and they are not getting a fair adjudication on the individual merits of their applications. And that's what the suit is asking for, is a fair, meaningful, individualized process for everyone who applies, regardless of race, regardless of the circumstances of their birth, just that it be judged on the individual merits and judged fairly and under the right standard.
It seems as though the State Department is essentially creating a second-class citizenry with this policy. Can you talk about the equal protection claims in your lawsuit?
Well, what the lawsuit claims is that there's two defining elements to who is getting this particular treatment that is being complained of. And first and foremost, it's that people are Mexican-American. The second is that they were delivered by a midwife in this part of the United States where it's very common that midwives would attend births because a lot of people didn't have access to hospitals and private physicians. So those are the two factors. And under our Constitution, race, ethnicity, ancestry, that is not supposed to be part of what people are judged on. It's supposed to be an equal process that is fair and equal and lets everyone be on the same even playing field.
How will the everyday lives of some of your plaintiffs be affected should they continue to be denied passports?
We have plaintiffs in the case whose jobs depend on them being able to travel across the border on a regular basis. So in those cases, people's jobs depend on them being able to get a passport in time for when the new requirements kick in. We also have met people along the way who have elderly family members who depend on them to come across each week to bring groceries and medicines and just check in on them and make sure that they're okay. And it's going to become an impossibility. And these older family members are going to be left on their own for those people who are having this problem and haven't been able to get their passport.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about this case, go to aclu.org/racialjustice.